Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
There are more of them. These are the notes. They belong to Lily. She'd given them to me to read.
Thank you very much. From Lily's notes regarding your first meeting with her, I guess you were a person with connections.
I'm just a school principal. That's all.
Can all school principals do these things?
The event that happened was only a misunderstanding. When the satellite stations were talking all that nonsense about Layli's accident, some of the government officials became a little sensitive.
Why should they become sensitive?
Well, you know, it's because during this time, Layli had conducted a lot of interviews with top Air Force commanders and pilots. A lot of these people were with Abbas during the war. It's not illogical for them to think that a whole lot of private information had been leaked from those interviews, you see.
Let's go. Forgive me, but why did you put your trust in Layli?
We made an agreement that I'd get to read her final draft and give my opinion on it. And also, Lely proved her honesty to me. With her words, with her actions. Well, with your permission, I have to go. If you need anything, please don't hesitate. You can call me. Goodbye now.
Goodbye. Excuse me, Miss Hekmat. I don't want anybody to find out I'm completing Lely's project for her.
I understand. I do know Lely didn't want anyone to know what she was working on either. She said, with the way her friends and acquaintances know her, they might get the wrong idea and think something else of her.
I'm only doing this for the sake of Lely getting better. I don't know, maybe not having anything better to do. By the way, do you have anything else of Lely's writings? The part about Daresful is incomplete.
Well, the notes I gave you include parts about Daresful and Isfahan. God willing, the next time I see you, I'll bring you some of the newspapers and magazines which contain interviews of Abbas's contemporaries. Would that work for you?
That's very kind of you. There's still a ton of notes and videos I have to read and watch. I'll be in touch.
Very well, then. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Children, applaud for our little mouse. Okay now, Zainab, come up and read your essay. Be careful, be careful.
Come. Let's go back to my house and have some lunch.
Goodbye.
I can't wait to get home. We can play so many games together. Bye, ma'am. Come on, hurry. My mom said we need to come home quickly. Come on. Let's go. Did you have fun in school today? I had lots of fun.
Hi there, Madam Teacher.
Come on.
Well, hello, Mr. Pilot.
Let's go back to my house and have some fun.
You're doing a great job. God give you strength.
What a nice surprise. What are you doing here?
We play so many games together.
I was passing by.
Come on, hurry. My mom said we need to come home quickly.
So why did you stop then?
Well done, Sugar Plum. Seems like you know all the tricks in the book. I got the address to a really good restaurant from Officer Manesh. Let's go have lunch, talk a little. I'm at your service.
I've prepared myself, though.
For what?
For the bad news you're going to give me. After all, you're taking me to a restaurant, aren't you?
You're really sharp, Madam Teacher. Why does it have to be bad news?
Because whenever my father wanted to give my mother some bad news, he'd either buy a box of sweets or he'd take us out to dinner, you know? So that my mother wouldn't get too upset. After all, you're his student, aren't
Not
you?
Not only that, Sugar Plum, but all upstanding young men take after their uncles. I love him exactly because of these things he does.
Let's go then.
Having a good time, Sugar Plum?
Well, it's really beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can only find this food in Desville. It's a local fish, actually. Doesn't have any bones, and it's really delicious. You should just try some, please.
Yes, thank you very much.
The rice and beans is a house speciality.
Yes, with black-eyed peas, right?
Black-eyed peas? Yes.
It's really nice.
Thank you. Everything is great.
Thank you.
Please, go ahead.
Why don't you go ahead, first of us?
In the name of Allah.
No, I meant go ahead.
Let's eat our food first. There's plenty of time. It'll get cold.
Abbas, I swear, I can't eat anything. Just tell me.
Don't you always say, with a husband like you, I mean, as long as I'm your husband, I always have to be one of the top students, right?
What does that mean?
Well, it means there's a lot to being the top student. It takes effort, hard work, sacrifice. Maybe it's best to pull all the tape off at once. Someone who wants a husband who's a pilot who's good at what he does, and if I say so myself, quite handsome, well, they have to deal with everything. That comes along with it. They've selected your husband as the top pilot who's going to receive F-14 fighter jet training.
Well, that's great, great news.
Yeah, they only picked two pilots from the base who will learn, as Abdullah would say, to drive the F-14s.
So what was the bad news, or were you just teasing me?
Well, they're not going to train us here. The F-14 pilot training is in Isfahan.
You mean we have to leave here?
Isfahan, the world-renowned. It's a beautiful city.
Abbas, for God's sake. I have just gotten used to this place, you know?
I know.
But what if we don't find a school for me to teach there, and then what will happen?
We'll find one.
All that way, all our furniture will be destroyed.
Right. I've thought about that. In fact, I thought about what to do so that nothing will happen to your furniture. Perhaps we won't take some of it with us.
But why?
See, I told you we should wait till after lunch to talk. Go ahead, it's getting cold. In the name of Allah.
It was only a few months into our marriage, and Abbas was already familiarizing me with certain concepts which I'd never thought about before. He said worldly possessions have no value, and we have to eventually leave them behind. These words were gradually taking hold in the depths of my being, because I knew Abbas believed these things from the bottom of his heart.
Thanks a lot, sir. Ma'am, thank you very much.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks a lot, but we...
Please stay for dinner.
We
have fresh yogurt.
You're welcome.
Thank you for everything, though. There's always something to eat in a village home. Bread,
God grant you good health. Give my regards.
May you be well.
Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
Goodbye.
Abbas, that is rude. What are those flags on the rooftops?
It's a tradition. They put one flag up for each child in the house.
What a cute tradition.
My Sugar Plum, if one day we do come to live here, I want our rooftop to look like the United Nations building. I'm warning you.
You just worry about raising this one and leave the rest for later.
What?
There's no way I'll let it become a pilot.
Swear on my life it's the truth. You really something?
I swear on all three of us.
you so much, Molly here.
Oh, my word.
Why didn't you tell me sooner?
Well, I just found out recently. I got the test results yesterday. It's about 1 month along now.
Hey, give it here. You shouldn't lift anything anymore.
Oh, my sugar plum, I told you it's only a month along.
What should we name it?
Well, I have some very good ideas for names.
If it's a boy, we'll name it Hossein. And if it's a girl, Salma. Please lock the door. There you go, soldier. Thank you very much. Was there anything left behind?
No.
Very well.
I guess we should go.
I guess so. We've got everything. Let's go, ma'am.
I bust here the keys.
Yes, that's everything. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Lieutenant, my father wants to thank you for all the medicine you sent him. He's feeling better.
Oh, well, thank God. Send my regards.
Goodbye, sir.
Thanks again.
Goodbye, sir.
Thank you. It was a lot of work.
Yes.
Will you miss our child?
A lot, but it's okay.
It has to go after its own business now.
Let's take it with us a bit.
No, we can't. It has to follow its own destiny now. The time has come for us to separate and say our goodbyes now. My darling.
Have a good life, my darling son.
Goodbye now.
We were transferred to Isfahan, to another military base. Military base number 8. They'd also given us a house.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
How can I help you? Thank you. How are you, sir? Welcome to the base.
Thank you very much. There's a moving truck on the way. It's bringing our stuff.
Yes, it's been arranged.
It should be here in a couple of hours.
Please go ahead.
We first went to see Saeed and Annie, who'd arrived in Isfahan a few days before we did. Lucky for Abbas, Saeed Khojastafar had also been transferred to Isfahan military base. Since their wedding, we'd only been in contact by phone.
He was a really...
Have some, please.
He really was. Was
thank you very much. Did you take all these pictures, Annie?
Right.
Most of them. They're beautiful pictures. I have a lot that I haven't even printed yet. They're in the cabinet. So are the pictures from your wedding in the cabinet as well?
Yeah.
I printed them and brought them. I'll give them to you.
Yes, that too.
Thank you very much. By the way, you're learning the language so well. Thank you. Have some.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's sure
you've really become quite the
thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
It depends on how it ends.
In fact, no, they came that very second. I don't know if they know this, but it shouldn't mean something like that.
Annie, who's in this picture? Why do you ask?
What beautiful photographs.
It gives me a very strange feeling. What feeling? Even though she's smiling, there is sorrow in her eyes, you know? That's Kate. Her husband was killed in the Vietnam War. was a pilot.
God bless his soul. What's going on in Isfahan? Have you taken any sightseeing?
Yeah, we've been all over this past week. We've taken at least 15 rolls of pictures from the main square itself.
Did you like the main square?
Yeah, a lot.
Ali here? Drink your sherbet. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Drink your sherbet, we have to go. The moving truck's gonna be here.
No. We have lunch, then we all go.
No way, Saeed. We won't trouble you. We have to clean the house and set up the furniture.
Annie's prepared lunch.
What have you made? That delicious food we had at your father's house?
No. Smell it. It's herb stew.
Oh, herb stew. Yeah, I was going to say it was. You taught her to make herb stew? Well done, man.
Eat it first and then thank me.
Thank you. You're welcome.
A lot. I wanted to know, will you allow me to see it?
Dr. Hutchins has crossed out her fees. Why? Why is that?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her. I wanted you to know. You can count on me.
Want to borrow any money. I'll figure something out. Don't you worry.
The Faris said he didn't want to borrow any money. Thank you, I don't want any.
No problem.
He said he'd figure something out.
Well, when he says he'll figure something out, then he'll figure something out. You know he's one of the top managers, right?
Yeah, but he only gets a modest salary. All he has is his father's house, which they're living in. Where's he going to come up with all that money?
Oh, man, look, my Sid. Guys like him get loans by the billions and billions.
Stop talking nonsense, Arash. How's your bank account?
I swear, I've put all I have into the stock market. I can give you 1 or 2 million.
No, man, that's way too little. Why don't you see if you can get me some money from your buddies? I'll pay it back in a couple of months.
Excuse me. My good man. Just talk to your father and tell him to send you a few thousand dollars from his Canadian bank account. Huh?
I'm trying to avoid that as much as I can.
Since when have you been shy with asking your dad for anything?
As soon as I call, he gives me a hard time, asking a thousand questions. His first question is, when am I going back? Anyway, I'm going to go.
By the way, did you get your passport?
Yes.
Don't you want to go back?
Not for now. I'm busy.
What have you got to do? You didn't find Farouk either.
I'm continuing with Layla's research. I'm writing it.
What? You mean the Baba e-book?
What's wrong with that?
Why are you doing that in the middle of all this?
Maybe someday I'll tell you.
Goodbye. What is it? You're killing me, you leech.
Hello. Hello.
What do you want? This is an F-14 fighter. Pay attention to the huge stalks of the F-14 fighter. Against an F-4 and F-5, it's designed just to track, intercept, and only for its air superiority. This fighter can carry in-launch Phoenix air-to-air missiles, which is one of the most advanced missiles of the same type. Another advantage of the F-14 fighter is the powerful radar system. It can intercept all 24 targets at the same time. As a matter of fact, Tomcat is a perfect hunter that tracks the target for suitable conditions of attack. Any questions? Please start engine number one.
Copy, sir. Starting now.
After completing number one, please start number two.
Copy, sir.
Taxi out, please. Be advised, check before taxi check, before taxi out options.
Roger. Nose is being engaged. Non-slip disc turned off. Wings are left. Hydraulic pressure check.
Up, LE1, LE2, good.
Roger, very good.
Taxing out now.
Clear for takeoff.
Roger.
Client check, please.
Copy, sir. Check complete.
Level out check, please.
Copy. Check.
Be advised, I have one target in position, bearing 340. Range 40, dimming out. Renew.
Altimeter 2.340, speed 350, heading 180. I will lock on the target. And I will give you instructions. Follow carefully. Fire missiles to the target.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Excellent. Target hit. That was very good.
Thank you, sir. You're welcome.
Thank God.
What did you say?
I said, thank God.
That was real good.
Thank you, sir.
Excellent. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Abbas? I believe in God, too.
Of course.
Good luck.
And you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Commander!
Sit down. It's our honor that with your success in the simulation flight training and your excellent work in the classroom, you've proven the strength and ability of Iranian pilots. The American trainers have confessed that your group was one of the best that they've ever trained. And for the Shah's military, this is a great honor. For certain, this success wouldn't have been possible without the granting of this favor from the great and honorable Shah. And the support of the top military leaders. But what prompted me to call you to this briefing is the military parade that's coming up. Based on the routine of past years, the great and honorable Shah and his royal family will be there to inspect his military. The Air Force will be performing in the ceremony as well. For the first time, our portion of the program will include a formation of our very own F-14 fighter jets, as well as acrobatic maneuvers performed by the fighter jet pilots themselves. It's your great honor that the end of your training coincides with this great event. A number of the best pilots from our base have been selected to participate in this parade and their names will soon be announced.
Guys, is it okay if I go out? I'm too exhausted. Abdi, come in. Come on, Abdi. Great job, guys.
Amir, come replace me. Guys, excuse me. What happened to you?
I'm in a bad mood, man. All I can think about is the maneuver. I don't want to do it at all.
I know. But no pilot would forego this opportunity at all.
Under normal circumstances, sure. But what about now? We're surrounded by their silencing of the people's voices. Isfahan, Tabriz, Qom, they've been beating up the people. A lot of them have been killed. Now they want to show off their strength in a parade? They want to taunt the people. I'm not in.
I'm not in? You think it's up to you? It's the military, man. If they say you're in, then you're in.
Help me come up with an excuse to tell Commander Soltani that I can't do it. What should I tell him?
Abbas, whether you're there or not, take it, won't make any difference. A 2-minute maneuver won't add anything to the Shah, nor will it take away anything from you. But if you don't go, it'll only raise the suspicions against you.
Yeah, right. You don't have to do it, so you're saying it's no big deal. Would you say this if you'd been selected? You wouldn't, would you?
You already know the way I think. At least I wouldn't act like a child.
Mama, say.
Well, the famous twins.
Hey, Mr. Mustafa Adestani, what are you doing here, sir?
Hello, I came with the day shift, and I'll have to go back to Tabriz tonight. I came to see you guys.
Good to see you.
What word on Tabriz?
You should see what they've done with the people. Come on, I'll tell you.
Oh, God.
What's this?
It's the text of Imam Khomeini's speech.
Where'd you get it?
From Tabriz, after the February uprising. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, hello to our courageous and faithful people of our beloved Azerbaijan. Greetings to the honorable men and youth of Tabriz. Greetings to the men who have risen up against the dangerous Pahlavi's regime and with their chance of death to the Shah, have rejected the nonsense spoken by him. Long live Tabriz's precious soldiers in this holy war, who with their great movement have delivered a strong punch to the mouth of those speaking nonsense in their propaganda, trying to name their bloody colonial revolution, which the people of Iran are 100% opposed to as the Shah's white revolution, and trying to portray that slave to his Western masters who sold himself out as the savior of the country. That small man is the savior of the country, the one who's handed over the oppressed people of this country's great natural resources, hand over fist to his Western masters and given back to his masters the little money that he receives from them in exchange for weapons which have no use for the people. That so-called savior, with his granting of immunity to his master's people.